We're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 11, the Beda Kirtan Pastimes. And today's text is 51. The translation is, "Finally, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, 'My dear king, do not worry. Because of your firm determination, I am sure that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy will definitely be bestowed upon you.'" Srila Prabhupada's purport: due to King Prataparudra's firm determination, the Bhattacharya predicted that the king would receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy without fail. As confirmed elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 19.151, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Pukti Lata Bij. By the mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna, one gets the seed of devotional service. The Bhattacharya was the spiritual master of King Prataparudra, and he gave his blessings to the effect that the Lord would be merciful upon the king. The mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna combine to grant success to a devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Vedas. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata garau tasyaite katita hirta prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Look up implicit. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 6.23. Maharaj Prataparudra had firm faith in the Bhattacharya, who declared Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Having firm faith in the Bhattacharya as his spiritual master, King Prataparudra immediately accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. Thus he began worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mind. This is the process of devotional service. According to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 9.34, Manmana pava madpukto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam ivaishasi yuktvaivam atmanam matparayanaha. Engage your mind always in thinking of me, become my devotee, offer obeisances to me, and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me. This process is very simple. One need only be firmly convinced by the spiritual master that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one decides this, he can make further progress by thinking of Krishna, chanting of Krishna, and glorifying him. There is then no doubt that such a fully surrendered devotee will receive the blessings of Lord Krishna. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explains this further. Om Jnana Dhimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meditam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Jarati Swapajantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gaura Premanande. You can see here that Bhattacharya, who is the guru of Maharaj Pratapuruja, is predicting what's going to happen. As he's saying here, that I can tell by your firm determination that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow his mercy upon you. Factually, the Lord is always ready, according to Gajendra and his prayers, to bestow mercy upon the soul. It's only a matter of the receptivity of the soul. As Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Nami Dueshu Stinapriya Yeva Janti Tumam Bhaktya Mai Te Teshu Chapyaham. I'm equal to everyone because basically in the material world, and this is Paramatma speaking in the first half of the verse, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, because Krishna is more or less the order supplier of everyone in the material world. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo viditahati kaman. Living beings are in their state of absorption in their own sense of reality in the material world. And they're trying to fulfill their desires independently of the Lord. This is described by Kavi Yogendra in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhayam Dvitiya Abhinivesha Tasya Isharape Tasya Viparya Yosmriti Tanmaya to Buddha Abhijit Tam Bhaktyaika Yesham Guru Devata. The condition of the soul in the material world has become apetya. He's turned away from his true interest, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he also has developed a contrary kind of intelligence. Although he's an eternal servant of the Lord, he tries to become a competitor of the Lord. And payam sya means fear arises in such a condition. As the Lord fulfills everyone's desires in the material world, he says in the Bhagavad Gita, ye yatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham mamavart manuvartante manusha partasarvasha. Everyone's in the same category. They're the ones who are asking from the Lord. And everyone does something in order to achieve his or her desires in the material world. Krishna says, I'm reciprocating in kind. Tit for tat. We find also Prahlad Maharaj describing how Mahavishnu, who's the one who literally oversees the material nature, in the sense that he starts the whole affair of the material world by glancing over it. Prahlad says he's sleeping with half-closed eyes. There's not a lot going on in the material world that interests him, as everyone's attending only to their own interests. So samoham sarvabhuteshu nami dveshosti na priya. And he says, I don't get involved with the likes and dislikes. I simply provide whatever the soul desires. Shushupanishad sapari gachku chukrama kaya mavranam ashnaviram shudam apapaviram kavir manishi paribhuso yamburiyatatyatitortan veradashasvatibhya samabhya. That this has become, this is the status quo, the material world. The Lord's simply been fulfilling everyone's desires since the time immemorial. And Prahlad also in his prayers adds that, what do you expect if you go under a desire tree and ask for an anvil to fall on your head and it delivers? How can you complain? And so the second part of the verse I quoted from the Bhagavad Gita, samoham sarvaputeshu nami dveshosti na priya ye bhajanti. If one then changes course and begins to worship the Lord, ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mai te teshu chapyaham, then of course Krishna's approach to the living entity changes also. It says that I get involved intimately in the life of the devotee, and that devotee is intimately involved in my life. There's a change that takes place. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said to Sanatana Goswami, Maya Mukta Jivera Nahi Swata Krishna Gan, Jivera Kripaya Koila Krishna Veda Puran, that this doesn't happen by swata. It's not automatic that the soul suddenly gives up his sense of proprietorship over the material world and his sense of false ego that I'm this body, but it requires intervention, he says. Therefore, the sage Vyasadeva has gone to great lengths to provide the kind of knowledge that the soul needs to become free from the material world. Nonetheless, even with this knowledge available, souls are not apt to automatically gravitate towards the Shastra. Therefore, on the Jaladutta, Prabhupada wrote that I'm bringing this knowledge of Srila Vyasadeva in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he quoted the paragraph starting with Shushusho Shradhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi and ending in Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha, in which Suta Goswami is describing how by serving a great soul, the Mahat, then one can revive one's eagerness to hear about Krishna, which then becomes the process that delivers the soul from the material world. And we hear throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam the glorification of those who would make an intervention in the lives of the conditioned souls who are helpless and hapless. And we find in the first chapter of the Bhagavatam the sages at Naimasharanya glorifying Suta Goswami. Veta tvam saumya tat sarvam tat fatas tad anugrahat bruyu snignasya shishasya gurvo gurimapyuta. Said, Suta Goswami, you're qualified to sit on the seat above everyone and give the Vedic knowledge because you're saumya, you're a gentle soul. Once more, you've served your spiritual masters with this mood of submissiveness. And therefore, he says, they've bestowed all their blessings upon you. Knowledge is not enough. We find that the father of Suta Goswami, Romaharshan, knew everything. But when Balaram came and he didn't stand up to honor him, Balaram could understand that he had missed the point. He missed the boat. And Balaram then replaced him. And Suta Goswami was then exalted as the qualified speaker of the Bhagavatam because Veta, Tvam, Saumya Tat Sarvam, you've assimilated all this knowledge, but how? By the mercy of your gurus. They bestowed that mercy upon you. And then we find in the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam the glorification that Suta Goswami gives to Shukadev. Yaswanubhava makila shuti saramekam adhyatmadipa matitirshatam tamundam samsarinam puruna yaha puranaguyam tamvyasasunum upayami gurum muninam. He says that you've, by the mercy of the process of disciplic succession, you've received this perfection. And now his only purpose, karunayaha, is to go out and give it to other people. Therefore, we find that in the Srimad Bhagavatam is described how Krishna, although he's samaham sarvabhuteshu, he's equal to everyone. And Prabhupada even describes this in the Bhagavad Gita, how the Lord advises everyone, don't disturb the minds of the ignorant. And then Prabhupada slips in the purport and says, but the devotees don't follow that. They do it anyway because they know the purpose of the Lord. And therefore, and also in the 11th canto, Ishvare taradineshu balisheshu dusatsucha prema maitri kupopeksha yakaroti samadhyamaha. The advanced devotee, the madhyama adhikari, has this qualification that's a very high qualification. It's above the kanishta adhikari, who's described as one who acharyam evaharaye pujam yashareyete natad pakte shuchanyeshu sabhakta prakritasmita. He doesn't know how to do good for others. He can't, the kanishta, a beginning devotee, recognize an advanced devotee and show respect. And he also, cha anyeshu, others, he has no idea about doing good for others. Whereas the madhyama adhikari, who is one who has received mercy, the intervention of a mahat, a great soul, and then, just as being described here by Suta Goswami, Shukadeva Goswami, he then becomes qualified to go out and give mercy to others. And then the duty of the person who's walking about the world with no other purpose except karunayaha, which is to give mercy to others, is that that person's preoccupation is worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvare taradineshu, making friendships and appropriate friendships with all of the Lord's devotees, balisheshu. And for those who are innocent and open, the person pours in mercy as much as possible. Dvishatsu, those who are envious and averse to the Lord and still need to ripen on the vine of the material world in the samsara dhavanada didaloka. He's upeksha, or he doesn't try to intervene in their lives. And therefore the madhyama adhikari goes about the world testing which is the ripe fruit, where I can pick that fruit and bring it back and offer it to Krishna. Leaves the other ones on the vine and so forth. And in that process, there's the descent of mercy through the devotees who walk in this world. And therefore, the importance of this idea is given at the very beginning of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Kaviraj Goswami starts his book by saying, Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan. He's talking about the principle of administering mercy in this world, which comes through the Lord's devotees. The Lord's devotees have a special qualification in that, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Atmao Pam Yena Sarvatra Samam Pashitu Arjuna Sukham Vayari Vadukam Suyogi Paramomata. They're the Parama Yogis because, he says, they have compassion. Atmao Pam Yena means they feel empathy towards others because they've been through it themselves and they know what the material world's like. Although Krishna oversees the material world and there's a sense of the suffering of the living entities, the ones who feel it most intensely are those who've been in it. And then have been saved by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and are given the opportunity then as a lifetime occupation to go out and give mercy to others. And he describes, as everyone knows, several ways in which this potency of Krishna appears through the devotees in this world, through the seemingly incidental way in which someone may introduce somebody to Krishna consciousness, the Vartmana Pradakshako Guru, somebody who shows you the path. Krishna works through that person. There's serendipity there. Interestingly, that person who introduces one to the path may not even be fully aware that he or she is doing it. For instance, Bilva Mangal Thakur is mentioned in this first chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and his girlfriend is the one he accredits for introducing him to the path of pure bhakti. He was just going to hang out, and she said, "What are you doing with your life? Hey, couldn't you like get it together? You know, you'd actually be a great devotee if you just use some of this energy for God." And it woke him up. So he eternally gives her credit as Krishna speaking to him through an agent called the Vartmana Pradakshaka Guru, Guru, one who opens one's eyes from darkness into light. And then he describes how there are many instructors who speak on behalf of Krishna. And then there's one who gives the mantra. And all of these, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes as manifestations of Krishna. It's the way that he appears in this world. And Uddhava mentions at the end of the Uddhava Gita, naivopayantya pachitim kavayastavesha brahma yushapi kridam rita mudasmaranta yontar bahistanu britam ashubam badunman acharya chaitivapusha swagatim vyanakti. He says to Lord Krishna that I cannot offer enough gratitude, I cannot express enough gratitude to you because you appear in this world as the acharya to swagatim vyanakti, to show the path to you. And you also appear as the atarayami, the super soul within the heart, as we know. And Kaviraj Goswami quotes this in the first chapter of the Adi Lila, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dharami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite. He uses the metaphor that I'm there ready to light a lamp and show you the direction if you become interested in me. And he said, so you're there as the Antaryami to show the path. And then he said, you manifest externally as the different gurus who will show me the path externally, walk me by the hand along the path of devotional service. This is called anugraha. As graha means a grabber, and anu means follow. So somebody who makes you follow. I was like, no, come here. Hold on there, little fella. Come over here for a second. We have a little something for you. And the devotees who are representing the Lord in the material world, although the Lord doesn't get involved, the devotees do that, and they're little grabbers. If people feel a little bit roughed up for a minute or two, and then they realize later on, oh, save me from falling on the railroad track, pulled me up, grabbed me from falling off the roof. As Prahlad Maharaj says, that I was falling blindly, all the other blind people, and I was falling into a dark well full of snakes, right? Evam, is that? No, it's Evam janam nipatitam bravabahiku pekama bikam anuyam prapatam prasanga. It means just filled with material desires, following those with material desires, and falling into an ocean, a blind well full of snakes. And then he says, but your representative, Narada, came and saved me from that. Therefore, I'm offering my sincere gratitude there. So here, Bhattacharya, who's the guru of Prataparuja, is saying, because of your firm determination, Yesham tuntakatam papam, Krishna says in the Gita, Yesham tuntakatam papam, jananam punyakarmanam, te dvandva mohanir mukta bhajantimam dridavrata. You can see if somebody has achieved some spiritual piety, and then they may come to the point of clarity and determination in devotional service. Pratyaparuja has that eagerness to know the Lord and determination that he's going to meet him. And we find out in this section that it's because of that that the Lord agrees to meet him. So, yesterday we were going about our work here in, I don't know where we were, but somewhere. And we were going door to door to meet people, knocking on their doors, stopping cars along the roadway. Some people were, some devotees were. And offering them a chance to take Christian literature, chant Hare Krishna, come and join the devotees and so forth. And we could appreciate how entangling the material world is. Because in some places where we looked just into the area where it was on the porch, there was a door outside and a door inside, and there was so much garbage just in the doorway. A lot of people didn't open their door, but one might imagine what it's like inside. And we felt that these people had fallen into, not just snakes, a well full of garbage, the material world. And then we also felt, because a lot of people weren't home, but we just kept going along, knocking on different doors, and we go to places that seem way off the beaten path. Like, is this even a place? And you knock on the door, and someone might come out. One person came out wearing a captain's hat, and it looked like his hand was frozen, and it looked like he wasn't cared for very much. And we had an insight into how deeply one may become ensconced in the material energy, and also a sense for how, unless somebody comes and knocks on the door and offers an opportunity, that that person may just go on and on and on in the cycle of repeated birth and death. So the duty of someone who has been given mercy through the Guru Parampara, that is, a devotee somewhere has reached out in one of Krishna's manifestations as a Vartmana Pradaksha Kuguru, and someone is also given good instruction. I remember when I joined the temple in 1973 in San Francisco, I got so much free advice from everybody. It would last a lifetime. I was open to it because I figured everybody knows more than me, so whatever they say, I'll follow. But everyone wanted to tell me what to touch, not to touch, where to stand, not to stand, don't chant like that, do chant like this, don't sit like that, never grow your hair back again. It goes on. If I made a list, it would be a long book. And the devotees are so kind. They're there to tell us how to be assimilated into the association of devotees. Who else will do that except those who have been brought in themselves? They become our instructors, and those who have assimilated the feeling of Krishna consciousness and the knowledge, and then they hold forth and they give it so anyone can sit and listen and also be affected. This is the process through which we transform our hearts. And then, of course, there's those who pass down the mantra and the mood of the mantra. as they've received it. And this way, people are saved from the material world. So, just as in this verse, Bhattacharya notices the determination of Pratyaparuja, and he says, this is going to happen for you. We could also understand when it was going to happen and when it wasn't going to happen. In fact, when we were interacting with people yesterday, going door to door, and wherever, we'd stop people anywhere. We stopped some people doing construction on a house, and they came out, and we talked to them. But we could ascertain fairly quickly, using our scale, which is from 1 to 10, 5 means they're not quite there yet. 5.1, there's a chance. Because if we say hi and they look at us and they can tell, because living entities are smart, they're not stupid, they can figure out when you're trying to offer them some intervention. And most people aren't open for intervention. They are, I'm good. And Prabhupada says, you go to the hospital, your friend, tubes coming out, how are you? I'm fine. Don't even ask, I'm fine. And then there are those who come to 5.1, 5.2, and you can see they're a little inclined. Just so you could see here, it's going to happen for you, he said. Sarvabhauma said, Lord Chaitanya is going to give you his mercy because I can see the quality in you that he's attracted to. And the Lord's ready, as I started, to give everything to everyone, but the qualification has to be there. We have to open our hearts. We have to have an appreciating capacity to receive it. So we would see people, some people 5.2, and then there were the 7s, 8s, and 9s. Like one gentleman from Iran who was walking along the street, and we stopped him. I wanted a Farsi book, and we didn't have it. I wanted the Farsi language card. We didn't have it. And I was becoming obviously annoyed. They didn't have it. And then I realized this person was so ready and so pious that even if we told him, get out of here, we don't have anything for you, he would have said, no, I want what you have. He was so ready and open. Other people are hanging in the balance at a 5.1 or 5.2. You have to, like when you have those movies where there's the clock ticking down and you're trying to defuse a bomb and you don't want anybody to shake your hand or it's like spook anybody because it could just go off. So it's what's happening in the material world. It's the only real show in town is the soul getting freed from the material nature. And if anybody wants the best work in this world that's not boring and kind of, well, I'll just leave it at that. It's to involve oneself one way or another in the mission of Krishna, which is to sort out from the population who's ready. Where's the 5.1? The needles in the haystacks. There could be lots of them out there, but we have to go from one door to the next and one street corner to the next, one website to the next, and find them out and then reach out a hand. Anugraha, it's like, no, right? Just one more over here. And one guy yesterday, he was happy enough to purchase a Bhagavad Gita. He finally came to the door after copious knocking and ringing and apparently came from another level up. And he was a good enough soul to say, yeah, I'll take it. He ran back upstairs to get a donation and he came back down and gave it. And then now we have, do you believe in the power of prayer? And he kind of like, well, maybe. And I said, well, I have this beautiful prayer. I'll say it and you repeat. And he goes, I'm not going to repeat it. He said, I won't do that. I said, well, we'll do it. And we had about 20 devotees outside. We brought the Kumbh Mela to his house. And then I said, we'll do it. And then it's for you and your house. He goes, all right. So we went, Hare Krishna. And then the force of devotees 20 devotees that said Hare Krishna, and I looked to him and he goes, Hare Krishna. That's anugraha. It's like, he's like, okay, you don't have to do anything. Just stand there. And then all of a sudden, it's like, Hare Krishna. It's like, what happened? I accidentally said Hare Krishna. Too late. Sixth canto of Bhagavatam. The description by Shukadev. You do it accidentally? We'll count that. You did it for musical entertainment. You just threw in Hare Krishna because it sounded cool. We'll count that. You said, Hare Krishna, get out of here. Sorry, but you're counted. And it goes on like that. And so there's so much in this section about the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how it comes through the recommendation of the devotees, because even Ramananda Roy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, this is horrible. Ha hanta hanta. This is an abomination, a sannyasi coming to a king. But then little by little, Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Acharya, thought, no, he's good. He's going to leave his kingdom if you don't give him this kinshanasya, bhagavad bhajano mukhasya. But he'll leave his kingdom if you don't. That's his determination. So from our side, taking the mercy of Krishna and Guru, it means nothing else. I don't want anything else. I only want this. Even if we're not able to act like that immediately because we're so obligated to so many other things. We're caught in an ocean of obligations that seem off the beaten track of what I really want to do. If we develop that strong determination with our heart, and we can say to Krishna, when we chant Hare Krishna, we say, no mas, like that was Roberto Duran's fight with, what was his name? Famous boxer? Huh? No, not Bruce Lee. Boxing. You guys know. No, after Muhammad Ali. Anyway, he was in a big fight, and after a certain amount of time, because he was getting... Who? No. Sorry. Nope, wrong. Sugar Ray Leonard, thank you. And Sugar Ray Leonard was making fun of him, you know, doing these funny punches and stuff. And after, I think it was 7 rounds, he said, Roberto Rand said, no mas, I quit, no more, I'm out. And that's like, after you've been humiliated in the material energy long enough, and you say, that's it, I'm out. No mas, I quit, I'm just going to surrender to Krishna. And then you say, Krishna, just show me the way. And there's a way in which, like Dhruva Maharaj, when he left his palace, he just wanted one thing. I want the guidance of God, how to defeat my father and my grandfather and everybody. I'll show them revenge. And Narada intercepted because he was going for God, and he gave him refinement. And by the time he came to the point of meeting the Lord, he said, I don't want anything. I only want you. So it's all coming to this point through the mercy of Sri Guru, the Guru Parampara, Krishna's representative, to say, no mas, I'm going to follow the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and dedicate my life to you. Those are a few preliminary remarks. And now, if we have a few minutes, I think we do, right? No? Oh, okay. Let's take some reflections or questions. Reflections means Mahatma Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Would you talk about the purity of a devotee affecting, let's say, a 4.9? Like, can a 4.9, just by seeing an advanced devotee, become like a 7 or even whatever, a 5.2? Is it totally dependent on their past piety and whatever devotional service they have? Or is it dependent also on the devotee and how much of each? And what can we do to affect that and so forth?
When somebody is an instrument for Krishna and has no ulterior motive, such a person is very hard to resist because there's no material motive. Material motive is what holds us back and what causes doubt in others, because most people think, well, as Krishna, vitaraga bhaya krodha, there's a doubt in everyone's mind, is there really somebody who represents properly? And if there is somebody whose only intention internally and is also following externally to serve Krishna and is fully surrendered, such a person has what is called, well, of course, there's several qualities, but one of them is obvious, it's a moral authority. If you have integrity, which means that you're actually following something yourself, and you're not drinking water underwater on a fast day, like it's a no water day, and then you go underneath the Ganga and glunk, 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 and then you come back up. There's an intangible there within the countenance and the heart, or I say the opposite, the heart and then the countenance of the person who's presenting. If they're actually following, there's some perceivable potency that comes from such a person. Therefore, if somebody's fully dedicated, then the intention becomes manifested externally, and such a person has this sense of power. Now, I don't have that, but I do. I've witnessed it in certain circumstances. The one that's come to mind right now is in Jagannath Puri. During our yatras, we combine the going to holy places and having katha with book distribution. It's riotous fun for everybody. And we have a system so you can't fail. Everybody has 100% success rate in distributing books, bar none. And you can ask me about that later. But one day when we were in front of the Jagannath Mandir and we had a tumultuous kirtan going on and a crowd of people watching, because there were devotees from China and India and America and Japan, and they were all, people were looking and saying, what happened here? What's going on? And they were feeling some ecstasy, and then we were all around the periphery distributing books. And as I was talking to someone, convincing them to take a book, then a beggar came up to me and said, you give, wanted both of us to give, wanted to interrupt what I was doing and say that the person I was talking to should give and that I should give also. And then I saw she wasn't going to go away, so I handed her a book. I said, no, you give. And then this, what to call it, a competition took place, because she then assumed more of her beggar's countenance, which is, no, I'm downtrodden, and I'm beggar. I beg, you give. I said, I'm not begging for myself. I'm begging for my spiritual master and for Lord Chaitanya. I didn't say that, but that was coming out in the way, because I didn't speak Bengali to her, but she could see that I had that no, even beggars here give. In normal society, like if you did in America and you said, beggar, give me, people would say, what are you doing? Asking a homeless person to give you money for Hare Krishna? There a crowd gathered around this Olympic event. An American Hare Krishna against a little woman Bengali beggar. And because I can admit that in my mind I was thinking, no, this is for her, it's not for me. And she recognized, because she had some piety in her heart, she lives in Jagannath Puri, she thought, no, he's right. I'm asking for me, he's asking for God. It went on for several minutes, and there was enough of a crowd around that everyone was going, what is going to happen? And then she finally relented, and she, big smile came on her face, and she said, okay, you win. And she gave her change that she had. And everyone in the crowd went, bah! Because if you're representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead truly, and you're there as an instrument, you're not asking anything for yourself, it's irresistible. And to the degree that one has that integrity, one has the moral authority. And people can feel it. Living entities can feel it. When Prabhupada came to America, he had only the intention to give Krishna consciousness to everything. All for Krishna, he said, nothing for me. That's the power. And one who may have some ulterior motive may then be weakened by that and may not be able to have the same tenor of voice when presenting Krishna consciousness. In fact, if somebody has an ulterior motive, then what is the verse Sanatana Goswami gives? Example of the snake touching the milk. Avaishnava mukun girnam bhutam harikatam britam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpochista yatapaya. He said if somebody is presenting the same kata, but one person is thinking, I'm so great, as an example, or leading a kirtan, and what they're actually thinking when they're chanting Hare Krishna is, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. That's different from somebody who's chanting Hare Krishna with a sense of love for Krishna, that I just want to please the Lord, I'm so lowly, and I'm begging for some service. The Vaishnava Makun Giram, if someone's not a Vaishnava and says the same kata, then Sanatana Goswami quotes this verse and says, Sarpo Chishta Yatapaya. It's just like it was tinged. The vibration was tinged. What's more, Prithu Maharaj says that if somebody is a pure devotee and then speaks, their sound vibration is different. How's it different? Poetically, he says, it touches the lotus feet of the Lord. And if you look carefully at the lotus feet of the Lord, you'll notice that they're smeared with sandalwood pulp, which is mixed with saffron. Little camphor, little saffron, a little rose water, and some camphor and a sandalwood stick. You make this paste. Take a flower, dabbed on the lotus feet of the Lord. When the pure devotee speaks, the sound vibration touches Krishna's lotus feet, and then it's mixed with this saffron mercy particles, he calls it. Prithumara said. Then, when the sound vibration goes in somebody's ear, like, okay, no mas. Right now I give up. The sound vibration becomes so powerful because of that person. So, absolutely. If there's full conviction, even if one's not articulate, when there's full conviction, there's something compelling about that person. In fact, even the early devotees who came to Krishna consciousness, Malati Prabhu describes how when she first came, she was so convinced and accepted Srila Prabhupada unconditionally as her spiritual master. And then she said she and others went out on Prabhupada's request to teach people the Maha Mantra and the Hare Krishna process. And she said because she was unacquainted with the process, so much so she didn't even know the mantra yet. She said when she was teaching other people the mantra, she had to read it off a card. Yeah, let me give you the mantra, but hold on, let me check what it says. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But it was effective. And when Malati, Shamasundar, Guru Das, Yamuna, who were the other two? Mukunda, Janaki, I got on an airplane, they were going to greet the Beatles and make them into devotees. And they didn't know enough to think that it was a crazy idea. They just said, we're spreading this all over the world. And they had implicit, what does it mean? Implicit faith in Prabhupada and in Lord Chaitanya. Means? Suggested, though not directly. Essentially connected with. No question, absolute, implicit. That's the context. So even a neophyte has this. Prabhupada says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that even if a neophyte has this implicit faith that Krishna and his name are non-different, Krishna the deity are non-different, they can convert others to Vaishnavas. Prahlad Maharaj makes that point. Viprad vishad guna yatara ravinda nama padara vinda vimukat shvapachamba vishnam manye tararpita mano vachanehi tartha pranam punati sakulam natud purimana. He starts off his prayers in the ninth chapter of the seventh canto by saying, how am I qualified for anything? He said that all these other people, manye dana bijina rupa tapasu chauja, they have all these qualities. The demigods have excellent Sanskrit ability, and what speak there in the mode of goodness, I come from a demon family. How am I going to say anything? And then he said, he concludes, bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya. Gajendra showed a little devotion, and therefore he was able to please the Lord. He said, then even a Brahmin who doesn't have that implicit faith, he can't even purify himself, what to speak of others. So Prabhupada comments there that if somebody has that implicit faith in the spiritual master and in Krishna, they can present such wisdom that because it's coming to their heart. So we have to prepare ourselves. That's why I mentioned the other day, I think here or somewhere, about Manasutta, who is top book distributor at O'Hare Airport for several years. And when people would ask him, what's your secret? He would only give one word answer, japa. He chanted ferocious japa. No one could even go in the same room with him, because if you got near him, he'd kill you if you tried to interrupt his japa. And he'd just say, it's japa, it's all japa. Don't ask me any questions, just chant ferocious japa. So how we qualify ourselves makes a difference. And that's why the combination of our personal sadhana and our going out to give it to others is so important. When it's juxtaposed and you have both things at the same time, you get to test your potency. If you assume a super title and then you think you're entitled to everything, all respect, and you don't go out and meet people who tell you to take a long walk off a short pier, or you don't have that feedback, immediate feedback, one after another, where you have to refine yourself so that you can present it to somebody so they'll take it. And, you know, our prayer should be, let me be able to convert the 4.9s or the 4.3s, or how about a 1? And that's what the great souls do, because they have implicit faith. The more we have that, the more we have the potency to present to others. And we won't know what level we're at when we go out until we test our mantras on others. How effective is what I say to other people? We'll only find out when you go into the great unknown, known as the public, and you meet people who can say anything they want to you. But Srinivasacharya said the Goswamis were so elevated, everybody was attracted to them, the gentle and the ruffians. Thanks, Mahatma Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu.
Could what you just described be what we understand as Kripa City? Kripa City?
Yeah. You know, yesterday one thing happened that registered in my mind was there was this guy doing construction on a house. And last time I was here, two times ago I was here, I was going door to door and nobody was responding. And then I saw these construction workers in front of the house. Turned out they were from Romania. I didn't know people from Romania were so open-hearted and pious. So I approached them and they all put down their tools and came over in a like little Bhagavatam class, and they all gave $50 and took books and, you know, the whole thing. So I saw this guy yesterday doing some heavy construction work, and I thought, there we go, it's a Romanian, I'm going to go talk to him. And I went there, and he said, no, get out of here, I don't have time for this. And I was respectful to him because that's what we were talking about at the seminar, is leave everyone with a good impression. Honor the people who kick you out. And I did that. And we walked away. And then we came around the construction site. We were going to the next house. And then when we got to the door, he called out to us, "Oh, no, no, nobody's home there. Don't waste your time." And then it came to my mind that that was his seva. He did a little seva. He got some kripa because there was a way in which, you know, that's all he could do right now. That was his capacity to do some service, and that was his start on the path. So, yeah, the kripa flies out there every direction. When we go out as representatives, we don't even know how much authority we're carrying. We have to be super humble and then representative of the amazing tradition that's come down to us through the Panchatattva and then Srila Prabhupada. And, you know, we should be thinking in our heart, praying in our heart, let me be humble, carrier of this message. And if we can do that, then the Kripa Siddhi is in full effect. There was another question. I'll answer it in 60 seconds or less, or your money back from today's class.
Hare Krishna. What's the difference between implicit faith and blind faith?
Implicit faith and blind faith is described by Kaviraj Goswami, Siddhanta Bolya Chitta Nakara Alash Iha Hoite Krishna Lage Shudrud Manash. He said, because I have come to a Siddhanta. Siddhanta means he understands, it's what we call well-reasoned faith. He's heard from the proper authorities. And this is, although the Kanishta may have some power in their faith, they can be dissuaded. Majjhima Adhikari, they can't be dissuaded. The Uttama Adhikari is someone who's Shastra Sunipuna. They've have unswerving faith, and they also have, they're supported fully by Shastra, and they can present it. So Kaviraj Goswami says, although there's many opinions, and the Madhyama Adhikari may not be able to fully support these different Shastric opinions, like why is Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead and so forth, as compared to Vamana and everybody else, He concludes by saying, Siddhanta Bulya Chitta Nakara Alash. He said, don't be lazy. You may have faith, but you shouldn't be alash. Don't be lazy in getting the Siddhanta. You must study the Shastra thoroughly, Prabhupada said, thoroughly threadbare. So, Iha Hoite Krishna Loge Shudrid Manash. Because then, when you have this initial faith because of the power of the association you've gotten, and then it becomes fortified with Shastra by hearing properly, means read all the Prabhupada's books 100 times through before you venture out and look at a newspaper once, or before you scroll once, read all the Prabhupada's books 100 times. That's a good rule. I just thought of it. And then, Siddhanta Bolya Chitta Nakara Alash, Iha Hoite Krishna Lage Shudrid Manash, then your faith is, he said, it's Shudrid Manash. It's determined, it's powerful, because it's fortified by Siddhanta. You know what's what. You know the categories. You know the difference between material energy and spiritual energy, and that was past 60 seconds. My wife has confirmed it. So everybody gets their money back today from the class, whatever you've given. And we can't even take another question from my favorite pundit in the front row because we're finished. Dear Srila Prabhupada. It's not your fault. Okay, go ahead.
Hare Krishna. When you were speaking, I was thinking that you're so expert in Shastra. At the same time, you're so expert in preaching. At the same time, you're so expert in your personal sadhana. So just want to ask, what's the secret of your success?
Well, I don't agree with the premise, so how can I answer the question? I don't know anything. I'm afloat in the ocean of material existence. But I do know that Prabhupada's presentation saved me. I know that for sure. Because I knew, and I can trace back my steps. I do it all the time. I knew I can tell that I was sincere. I really wanted to know the truth. And I won't go into the details of how I know that. I just know it myself because I know what I was doing at that time when I was so intensely searching to find the answer to my questions. And when I got Prabhupada's books, by the mercy of my Vartmana Pradakshaka guru, Richie Corsa, who to this day, Richie was two grades ahead of me, but we were close friends. He says, Willie, I'll probably never do anything good in my life. He said, but I know I did one great thing. He said, I made you a Hare Krishna. And when I read Prabhupada's books, it all was perfect. It was Siddhanta to me. It was the most sublime thing I'd ever heard in my life, and it saved me. And so I know that, and I feel ever grateful for that. And therefore, I have the faith when I give it to other people that it's maybe they're ready now, maybe they're not. Maybe it's for them, maybe it isn't. The book that Richie Corsa got, he didn't want it, so he came to my house. He swung by and, you know, chucked it at my door and said, you know, I'm not into this stuff. You probably are. And so I'm convinced 100% in Prabhupada's books that if people read them, if they read the Bhagavatam, if they read Sri Upanishad, if they read one small book of Prabhupada's, because his purity is overwhelmingly powerful, that their lives will be changed. I know that for sure because it happened to me and it's never stopped. It's the gift that has continue to manifest in my heart. Every time I read his books, I see, no, it wasn't a mistake. This is the perfect presentation of the Absolute Truth. So I know that. I have that. Hare Krishna. Yes. How can we get extra 15 minutes, Divyanam? Is it really true? All right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for your wonderful class. I have a question regarding the last part of the purport, where Prabhupada says that the process is very simple. We just need to be convinced by the spiritual master. And then in the next sentence, he writes, if one decides this, so we decide to be convinced, or we have to be convinced, or conviction. that's my confusion somehow. Well, I thought that the conviction comes from the spiritual master. You don't decide to be convinced. So why he's using that word? Thank you.
Yes, of course. Well, this is where the rubber meets the road, because there's a way in which we have free will, of course, minute free will. And at some point, we have this existential decision to make, should I surrender or should I not surrender? Krishna helps us from within as the Vidhunoti. Srinvatam svah kata krishna punya shravana kirtana hridyan taksto hi bhadrani vidhunoti suritsatam. Vidhunoti is a machine that has cords upon which you put freshly picked cotton, which is full of seeds and other kinds of impurities. And then the cords are vibrated and then all the impurities fall through and then you're left with pure cotton. And Krishna acts like that within the heart for those who put themselves in front of spiritual sound vibration, even if we're not fully convicted. There may be a point at which we have some doubts, but if we use our free will to subject ourselves to hearing from the right source, if we have that much conviction that at least I understand that this is the proper source to hear from, then Krishna acts from within the heart to help us to become purified. and therefore it's from both our sides. If you take the trouble to drag yourself and put yourself in front of spiritual sound vibration somehow or other, and then Krishna helps from within the heart and gives this clarity of purpose and helps you to see beyond any anartas that this is in my best interest, that I really want to be Krishna conscious. So Krishna is our friend. He's always with us in our heart, and he always wants to help us in the best possible way. And as Prabhupada would say sometimes, if you take one step toward Krishna, he'll take 10 steps towards you. So both things are there. That's one of the reasons I've noticed, I don't say that, I say one of the things I've noticed is that initiation ceremonies are one of the most powerful preaching events, even for brand new people who come and sit down and they watch people make a vow. They say, I'm giving up all this and I'm going to chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. And people get inspired because they think, well, why, you know, I'd like to do something like that. I'd like to be dedicated to something good. And that's what makes us happy. And Krishna wants us to be happy. So he inspires us to do that. And he gives us occasions through which, when we see other devotees and their association, we'll want to become more dedicated. And then, of course, anartha nivritti means we have to fight with our own hesitancies and continue to put ourselves in front of transcendental sound vibration. The conviction will become more and more strong. Okay. 5 minutes left. Okay.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Vaisheshika Prabhu, for delivering such a wonderful class. Just like to make a short announcement. So good to see so many buzzing devotional faces. I'd like to make an announcement that a new book has been released by the BBT. It's called The Four Questions, A Pathway to Inner Peace, and it's been written by His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu. I'm just going to read a little bit of the blurb for you guys. The Four Questions is your companion for a deeper, more fulfilling life. Start a journey of self-discovery by asking yourself the four questions. What is my purpose? How may I be of service? What is the lesson? And where am I investing my attention right now? So I had the good fortune of reading some of this book and distributing it on the streets too. And it's a really wonderful experience sharing it with new people on the streets. They get very attracted to the cover. It's very small. It's beautiful. It's a really, really nice book to have in one's home. It's appropriate for both devotees and non-devotees alike. And you can purchase it for a mere £10 at the or in the Bhakti Lounge. Prabhu's got a head off at 9 o'clock, so won't be able to sign it. But if you catch him at later times in the week, maybe you'll be fortunate and he can sign it for you. So that's £10 in the Bhakti Lounge. I highly recommend it. It will change your life and the life of those around the world forever. His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu Ki.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shishi Panchatattva, Shishi Radha Gokulananda, Shishi Gornitai, Shishi Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, if you so desire, please empower and enthuse us to read all of Srila Prabhupada's books 100 times before we scroll. Please also instill compassion in our hearts that there are people who are fallen and who have yet to come in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, and they're right here in the UK waiting for us. Please give us the wherewithal, the enthusiasm to go out and meet them and give them every chance to take to Krishna consciousness. Thank you for considering our request. Om Tat Sat. Everyone agrees with this prayer in whole or in part. Please unmute and say Hare Krishna. Vanchkalp Dhrishtha Kripa Sindhabe Vachapatitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nantakoti Vaishnavindaki Jai Gaur Brahmanande Haribo.